Indeed, we are asking the channeler, we are suggesting that she rise even higher, that she rise to power, that she rise to her excellent conduct. You see, what she is doing is advancing the stage. She is offering an opportunity to please be our guest, to please arrive, to please be seated this way. Now, as she moves up to higher awareness, higher exaltation, and right of bravery, so do you too allow the escort to proceed. You must understand that you are coming to a place of marvelous ascension. In other words, recognizing your true ascended self. Now, this comes in stages, this comes in developments, and this comes in surety as you place the sacred seal. You see, dear ones, a seal is being offered to you. It is your right of admittance. It is for you to recognize that which has been dictated long ago. Do you understand that you are time travelers? Do you understand that you have consented, pre-selected the self-determining moment in space and time? Yes? To discover your true nature. It may seem that the friendship has just developed, but in truth, it has begun long ago. In other words, you are creating an exalted claim. You are the one that are declaring and establishing your majesty. We ask you to keep up the process, and we ask you to do so proudly, because in fact, it is now your turn. In other words, as you come to a place of true acceptance, as you come to accept your highest allowance, your highest, bravest stance of arrival, you must understand that in fact, that is what occurs. In other words, you are dancing the dance of forgiveness. You are merging with your excellent conduct. You are arriving at your place of true awareness, true ascension, true style. Now, as we vibrate, as we attune, as we turn up the dial, you come along because you see, dear ones, you grant yourselves permission to arrive. You may say that you are claiming or experiencing an exalted value or claim of yourself. Do you understand that it is not traveling at all as much as aligning to that which is your true essence? We adore you, and you are learning quite liberally how to adore yourself, how to tune in to the highest broadcast. Now, as you tune in to us, the orchestrators of arrival, you must understand and have a look-see in what is promised. Because as we advance you, as we offer you the highest claim, in truth, we bring forth your true acquirement. In other words, dear ones, you are not gaining anything that isn't already in your original book of conduct. You are simply allowing yourself to be exposed to your riches, allowing yourself to be exposed to your true nature. Imagine being outside of the egoic realm, understand? That is your true nature. That is what is asserting. Now, as we come and lend supports, what we do is we bring you up higher. Now, this could only occur if you already were at one with the source of the acquirement, understand? In other words, you were already gazing into your beauty, perhaps forgotten long ago. But in truth, it is crystal clear in the here now. You are coming into agreement as a group, as a choir of par excellence, to partake of your loveliness, to partake of your fancyment, to partake of the goods that are due you. Now we bring forth this acquittal because each of you are coming to forgive yourself. There is a certain place, there is a certain nudging, there is a certain broadcast that is getting your particular attention in the here now. It is because you are a tribe of higher consciousness, higher awareness, and it is time to relieve yourself of the past procurement. In other words, that which has been focused on in past, the past sorrows, the past deeds that perhaps were never met. What we can do, therefore, is align you to your brilliance as you are willing to let go. In other words, you cannot merge and can exist in past consequence simultaneously. A choice must be offered. Imagine you are holding on to some past injury, some past tense, some past quantified spectacle of arrears. Now imagine you simply releasing it. Where is it to go? That is not your concern. That is not your problem. You simply have the willingness to let go and thus to arrive. Understand? Now, as you are willing to arrive, as you are willing to receive this compartment of faith, as you are willing to throw off the shield of forgetfulness, we come and salute you. You see, dear ones, we are merging with your true essence. And as you come to recognize us, you come indeed to recognize your own beloved, your own truest nature, your highest attainment. We bring forth this with ease because that is the code of conduct. As you will see fit, you will realize that all your good, all your truest essence, your truest claim, your truest destiny is coming in with ease. Now that is part of the difficulty. You still believe you must sweat it out. There must be books to go over, night sweats, ascension symptoms. Where are they? I need them now so I know that I am on my move. Can you imagine ones calling out to feel in despair, to feel sickness, to have problems as proof of attainment, as proof of commitment? You do this quite often without your realization. Things must be hard, so I am showing my worth. I am showing that I am dedicated. Imagine if you threw off that belief permanently now and allow things to come to you by grace. Allow changes to come to you by grace. Allow offerings to assimilate with you at ease, as you will release yesteryear, as you will recognize it is truly no problem at all. That is the gift that continues to give. That is the gift of your awakening, to recognize that you have always been here. It is a matter of focus. It is a matter of attention. It is a matter of priority. What are you still holding on to? What are you still responding to? Are you still recalling the past nature, the past difficulty? Are you still believing in problems show that you are dedicated? You have badges of honor. Here, look at my war scar, you see? It is for you to sign up with the new times, the new approach, in which is your destiny. All is available in the here and now, as you will acclimate to it, as you will discover it, as you will align and ascend into your natural course of response. We bring forth this seal of security. We bring forth this sacred seal of trust, because each of you are responding to your higher call. We ask you, therefore, to pledge to always look on the bright side. Now, what we mean by this is to look to your favored claim, your Christ nature, the aspect of oneness that occurs instantly as you will allow it. Can things be easy? Can things shift in a moment? Well, sure they can, as you will allow, as you will claim, as you will rid yourself of past trespassing against self and others. When you look to another, do you see their past? Do you see your past relationship with them? When you look to yourself, are you still dreaming up the past? Or will you consider yourself to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready for a new experience? Allow there to be newness of the heart. Allow there to be resurrection energy on a daily basis, moment to moment. You have the power. You have the sacred seal now. Now it is a game of trust. Now it is a game of attunement. Now it is a game of your true destiny. And so it is. And they're asking us to take a moment to receive and to allow us to receive the gifts of our true nature, the gifts of our true entitlement. Let us pray. And so it is. All right, everyone, welcome. Nice to have everyone join us. We will begin with Sunkel.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you?
Just a general message for me.
Mm-hmm. Choose to know the greater truth. It has a lot to do with the imagery and the focus of today's attunement. They're showing me the universe card for you. So this is about your entitlement. This is about you reaching into greater understandings of that which is to come, that which is to be understood. In English, you have opportunity to go behind the scenes, to understand situations, obligations on a primary level of truth. So when you come up against just the everyday life, the drama of life, allow your heart to soften and allow yourself to relax and open up to, knowing the truth, sort of like knowing what goes on behind the scenes, knowing what something is there for, that what you may see as problematic is actually helping you develop a new skill. What you see as drudgery is actually prompting you to explore other parts of yourself that may be your destiny. But ask to be shown the truth. Ask to be shown the truth. You're also working with this, I wish I knew who he was. He's not Green Man, or maybe he is. Sangal, say your name again, please.
Sangal.
And say your name one more time, honey.
Sonya.
It's not Green Man, but it is some derivative. So it's very powerful nature, energy from the natural elements, but he presents in a personified form, so it appears he's human, but he's also got the natural edge to him, the natural elements. He's saying the important part is why he's here. He's here to help develop you. He's here for you to report to duty. In other words, to develop your second sense, to develop your intuition, but it's extraordinary intuition. So it's not just like, I think my friend's gonna call me now. It's not that. It's really understanding the reason for everything that you're dreaming, everything that you're seeing. I mean, it's really quite developed is what I'll say. So he's here to help. I've seen his picture. I honestly don't know, can't remember who he is. He's here to help develop you. You've worked very closely with natural sources, natural elements. And so it's like he's standing there in your favor to help. It's sort of like he amplifies your energy field so that you can feel more of your abilities. So you can feel, it's sort of like he's holding the energy for you. He kind of amplifies. So it's not that he's bringing you the news. He wants to like confirm this. It's that he's making it easier for you to receive your own energy, to receive your own understanding, your own input, your own education. What's coming forth are areas of wisdom, areas of, my microphone was far away from me, so hopefully you guys heard something I've said so far. areas of wisdom, areas of, I'll just say it this way. You're in the process of doing some, I wanted to say major healing, but they're saying major liftoff. In other words, hearing from your own special counsel, hearing from your own higher involvement to bring forth, how to put this in words. And say your name again, please. Thank you. To bring forth areas of achievement. I feel like over the course of the next few months, maybe just a couple months, you're going to feel a lot freer. You're going to feel a lot freer. You're not going to be tied to old needs, old rituals, old needing to support how others see you, what others think of you, meeting like outdated beliefs or goals or relationships with parents, all that kind of stuff. You're moving through a very, very powerful cycle. So they're saying the riddle is in the mitzvahs. So as you stay alert, as you stay kind to self, in English, as you honor like a meditative stance where you're just open to guidance, you're open to really understanding the mechanics of life. You know, like we tend to just go through the linear life, like, oh, just another day, I gotta eat, I gotta do this. But really, it's our consciousness. It's our own consciousness. So you're in the process of healing your consciousness. I see you in this crystal. Oh my gosh, I've never seen this ever. It's like a crystal castle or temple. It is so beautiful. What's beautiful is it's not like it's just objectively beautiful, which it is. It's the energy that's so beautiful. It's the energy that's so beautiful. So they're showing me your higher self, and it's like your higher self is sending you signals of your destiny. It's sending you information to sort of like wash away some of the old energies, some of the old patterns. I just can't begin to explain how it's going to soften you, is what I want to say. Because you're just going to understand things on a higher level, and you're not going to be, I don't know how else to explain this, you're just not going to be in a fight anymore. Not that you think you're in a fight, but you're just going to find, you're just going to be in a more relaxed presence. You'll just be more relaxed because it's just like your higher self just starts assimilating with you. So in English, be open to direction, be open to look-see. So they're showing me where I'm just going about my linear day, and then suddenly I understand. I understand why someone says something to me. I understand what the interaction was about. I understand that it's like part of my healing. Like I just, not with the mind, I just suddenly know. I just suddenly know. That's what's gonna be developing. So I'm gonna say 2, 3, 4 months tops. You're going to find yourself in a new understanding, a new frequency, a new vibration. It's very, very helpful because then you're going to be signaled to new opportunities. But in order to do that or make use of it, I got it. Thank you. So it's like you're being invited. You're being invited to that new house. You're being invited to that new promotion. So to do that, it's like ridding yourself of some past energies, past attentions, past requirements. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Actually, I started to do that. You understand it. Exactly. And yesterday, what happened? I was in a meditation and I was in a crystal palace. All pink quartz, amethyst, and you know, all the other gems and everything just just as you described. And, you know, all of a sudden thing, understanding, new understanding, I'm not afraid of anything anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And in that part, phase right now.
Beautiful.
And you know what? I've been working really hard. And you know, this kind of work thing, I have masculine energy. And I started last year a new position, but I'm not picked for that. And the other day I asked myself, what am I doing? I learned lots of things. Of course, it was a challenge for me, and I learned lots of things, lots of lessons. Mm-hmm. But right, I don't want to do that anymore. I have to do two jobs. I mean, two people's jobs right now. And I'm going to talk to a higher position person on Thursday, and I'm going to say, this job or that job, not two jobs at the same time. I mm-hmm. cannot do that. Mm-hmm. Of course, I prefer one of them. Right now, I cannot do the other one. Mm-hmm. I have to be in my school, but I prefer the other one. I have to express that mm-hmm. next way, to express my feelings. And I'm not afraid of anything. This one or the other one, they can either pay me for two jobs or one. I'll stay with one of them. So this is my feelings, and I have to talk about my truth. I mm-hmm. speak my truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to do some prayers on your behalf in that regard. So a moment, please. Send some prayers your way. All right. So beautiful. Nice to see you, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, Mr. Tom. How can we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How can we help you today?
Can you hear me?
I just message.
Right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I just experienced I'm not really sure what to do. It's the same feeling mm-hmm. all over again for quite a while. Mm-hmm. It's just there's lack of motivation to do anything. I'm not really sure what my goal is or what my soul wants to learn here. So I don't know if you can check that or what can I do not to have this feeling of being sort of in the same place.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. One moment,
what
please.
Am I supposed to do? I mean, if you can check.
Can you look up my assignments?
I mean, I've got a lot of...
That's funny.
But it's just lack of motivation. That's what frustrates me.
Okay, one moment, sweetheart. And say your first name, please.
Tom.
And Tom, say it one more time, please.
Tom.
And say it one more time, honey.
Tom.
Thank you. So I'll say this. It feels to me like you have some ideas and then you get off the chair too quickly. So it's sort of like, because you are connected to spirit quite beautifully so, actually. I mean, truly, when I just even say that sentence, I've got energy going through my whole body. So this is your spirit. So your spirit's connected. Your heart is open. What you're sacrificing is trust in yourself. So it's sort of like you come up with this idea. You come up with this, like, this is what I want to do. Or, boy, I would love to be involved with this. And there's some valid requests. There's some valid alignments because your soul is just gorgeous. I mean, it just is. So what is falling a teeny tiny bit behind is your trust of self. So you kind of have an idea and you go with it for X number of minutes, hours, maybe days. And then it's sort of like, oh, I don't know, that could never happen, or it's never worked out for me, or whatever it is. And so you convince yourself to walk away from it. The truth of it is, and say your name again, please. Thank you. That you could ride it for all it's worth. I literally see like a surfer where if you, what you need in English is a little bit more staying power. So the more that you can trust and capture those real, you've got a wolf supporting you, by the way. You've got wolf energy. The more that you can capture those intuitive ideas and swim with it, work with it, visualize with it, ask spirit to support it, dream it into existence, seeing you do it very easily, being meeting the right people, whatever it is, you have wonderful opportunity to triumph. Don't be scared of trying. Don't be scared of not even succeeding. Let's say you find something you want to do and you interview and they don't really get their places are filled or whatever it is, or they didn't get their funding, whatever the problem is. You know, they're basically saying the same thing as that daily message the other day, like if first you don't succeed, try again. Because what you're going to find is it's actually your belief in yourself, your belief in your conviction, your belief that you've got the material to make it happen. In other words, it's self-activating. And so as you put out that energy, as you put out that, okay, I'm gonna go for it, I'm gonna believe in myself, that's the catalyst for change. And so it may be you apply for a job and you don't get it, but then they call you and they're like, you know what, we do need someone for this, would you be interested? And what will happen is because you decided to trust in yourself a little bit more, believe in yourself a little bit more, put yourself out there, you know, start working energetically, you actually have opportunity to create situations, opportunities that literally do not exist until you put the energy out. That's how powerful you are. So that's what spirit's waiting for in a nutshell. It's waiting for you to test out your power. It's waiting for you to, excuse me, start aligning with self, start believing in self, start stirring the pot, getting the motor running. Like, you know, you're gonna take a boat out, you know, in the water, it's like, so there you are, you're testing the motor, you're testing this, seeing if things work, you know, cleaning things off. That's what you wanna start doing, because it's actually, excuse me, it's actually the emphasis on self that's going to create the advancement. So as you dictate your own results, as you dictate your own reassurance. So in English, it's the reassurance of yourself, the belief in self, the interest in what's coming up for you. Well, this is an idea. That's an idea. What's all that about? And as you start putting energy to it, as you start putting faith in, excuse me, acknowledging your connection to spirit, that's where you want to start. You want to start by acknowledging that you are connected to spirit and you do hear just fine. And so as you start trusting that, it's like I literally see you, like we used to have this cartoon Popeye where he would have like cans of spinach on his muscles. And that's what I'm seeing. It's like you build those spiritual muscles and it's that energy, that drive that actually, because there's no external world. It really isn't. It's a dream of consciousness. So what arrives is due to us. It's due to our preparedness. It's due to our activations. And so you actually create something that comes to you that actually wasn't there before until you signaled your readiness. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. I know it's all is possible and I can feel that.
Uh-huh.
One day and the next is just so I don't really want to do it.
Perfect. Okay, so what's the next day with the I don't want to do it? What's that all about?
I don't know, I just change in energy maybe. Well, there is knowingness that I can achieve whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
sure, there is some kind of, I don't know how to describe it.
All right.
What I've noticed actually, there is also, recently I've noticed that there is, I'm looking for being noticed from external.
Right. So this is about noticing yourself. This is about getting into alignment with your higher self and coming into agreement with recognizing that's the partnership that matters. Because wanting to be noticed from the external, you're just dreaming those nice external people that you're looking for their attention. You're dreaming them. It's all being sourced from self. So as you ignore you, chances are they're going to ignore you too, because they're just going to mirror the energy that you're aligning with. So this is all about getting comfy, cozy with your own adoration. So have an image of your higher self. Use something symbolically. Just imagine this like amazing, whatever you want. You can give yourself angel wings, whatever you want. But start working and developing and start trusting in that leadership. Start trusting in that divine connection. Because I'm here to report to you. Your connection is absurdly fantastic. This is about you trusting it and honoring yourself and taking advantage of it. And you're healing something through the process, no doubt about it, because you're looking external where you need to look within. What I can promise you is as you look within, you have opportunity actually to take it as far as creating some kind of project or community effort where you'll either hook up with someone that's already started it or you're gonna get your own funding. I mean, you're getting a lot of really good ideas coming through you. You really are. So this is about fortifying your own belief in self. The money's gonna be out there for the right idea. It really is. There are people with foundations, there are people with money, there are people with grants. The money's out there for the right idea. Part of your healing is releasing ego, and because that's what the world is. We're here, we're all here as healers. So we have to heal ourselves. It's not about feeding the next person out there, because where are they gonna get their second meal and their third meal? It's really about healing from within and releasing our identification with egoic consciousness. And so that's what empowers us, that's what strengthens us. And that's ultimately what's gonna be the catalyst for change. And that's what you signed up for in this lifetime. That's why you have such a golden heart. That's why you're such a lover. I mean, you just got a heart of gold because you're so spiritually connected. So now it's about not believing in your ego, believing in that spiritual self, because then all is gonna start flowing through you effortlessly. So you got a little tiny bit of work to do in coming back to self. Mm-hmm. So anything that you can do to speed up that arrival. But I would start with calling on your higher self every day. Every day, submit to your higher self. Be guided, be taught, be shown. Have an image, have something on your altar, or just develop that relationship, nurture that, because then that's who you're going to for approval. That's who you're going to for recognition. That's the only way I can channel. If my channeling was based on how you would receive me, I would be so lost, because I would keep looking, you know, do you like me? Do you not like me? It's like, I need God to like me. I need a divinity to like me. I need that to be my source, because otherwise I'm gonna keep being pulled by other egos or my own. Understand?
Yes, that makes more sense now, yeah.
All right, so every day, it's like someone taking their vitamins or working out. Every day, it's solidifying that relationship with your higher self. And just watch that dance develop. You are so connected. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the ideas ready to be birthed for you.
Yeah, but it would be good if I will experience, and it would be nice if I will, if I realize what you see, actually.
Okay, so as far as experience, by the way, I see you hooking up with others. You don't have to do everything yourself. You're either gonna find an organization that's in alignment with your soul purpose, or you're gonna partner with others. But I see others as part of your delivery package. But your job is to recognize your abilities. Your job is to recognize your spiritual level of awareness. That's worth gold to spirit. That's worth gold. I mean, Spirit can find someone that can sponsor. Spirit can find you the right job. That's not a problem. But Spirit needs spiritual maturity. You've got that. You've got the hard stuff. What you're doing now is allowing the flow. Because you're here to teach others. You know much more than others know. But you're also, part of your personal journey is to balance out your own soul recognition, and that's where you're still walking around with blinders. It's easier. Oh my gosh. And I say that with love, because I'm just talking to myself. You're my mirror. I'm dreaming you. It's easier not to know, by the way, than to open up to your destiny and risk it all. It's easier to stay stuck, because then you have a reason. Oh, I don't hear, I don't know, I can't remember, I lose my motivation. You know, and we all do it. I mean, you're my mirror. I can name the times I do that. As recently as last night. But you got it going on as you will permit it.
Right. Okay.
Okay, and say your name one more. Say your name one more time, honey.
Tom.
Start working in that primary relationship. Don't leave home without it. Just make that your primary relationship. Whatever your word is, God, divine self, Jesus, Christ, whatever your words, but start building up that relationship, because that's what's going to guide you. That's what's going to give you liftoff power. That's what's going to, like, the days where I had a good idea yesterday, but now I don't know. So in those days, that's when you go back to that relationship and you ask for help. Help me remember what I knew yesterday. Show me. Because all they need is just a little bit of willingness on our side, but it's got to come from us. Okay?
Yeah, I can understand that, yeah. It's like I can feel what you say.
Uh-huh.
But in a few days later, I might just...
Right. So that's...
Again, which I don't like, so...
All right, so here's what I'm going to do, my little friend.